Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle.
You never know just where the conversation will take you.
On Talk Radio.
Thanks, Graham, for this tweet about the space on the streets thing we were talking about earlier on. There's this woman who's been tweeting about she'd noticed that women seem to move around more when you're walking down the street, move out of the way of blokes walking along. And it's not something that blokes are doing consciously, it transpires. She's found a load of studies that suggest that blokes, because they're bigger and take up more space, and also, you know, you kind of, for years and years, you've been at the top of the tree, you don't think about moving out of the way so much as women do. Women scan and have kind of been brought up to be agreeable and to move out of the way, whether you realise you're doing it or not. You know, I'm not saying that I'm a shrinking violet. I stick up for myself, but I have to recognise the fact that I move out of the way a lot. You should see it. We should film it one day. Obviously, they'll be moving out of the way because me and Ian would have like helmet cams on and we'd look like idiots. But it's become a joke with us. We walk down the street, he walks in a straight line, and I'm bobbing and weaving like a boxer. It's incredible. Graham put, in recent years, as I've got older, I found that I've been more conscious of keeping my distance, especially at night or when there aren't many others around, because I'm not wanting to appear intimidating to anyone. Not that I probably am, but just in case. That's the thing. That's the thing. A lot of blokes don't think of it like that. And it's not their fault. It's just, you know, it's just the way it's worked out over centuries. But I wonder whether anyone else has felt like that. I've walked down the street before and felt someone walking too close. And it's a horrible feeling because you don't want to appear rude or to be suggesting that they're some kind of pervert, but you would really like them to, you know, back up. And I think in the past I've made excuse, you know, I've pretended I'd forgotten something or tied my shoelace to see if they passed by, or, you know, stupid things like that. Diversionary tactics. But it's all about kind of survival, especially when you're walking down the street at night. And I feel a lot safer in cities than I do in the town where I live, mostly because there's always people around in cities. In the town where I live, you and one other person on the street, you're very, very conscious of them. Very conscious and very conscious of where they are in proximity to you. 0344 499 1000. Hey, Christian.
Hello, Kath.
Hey, nice to hear from you. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I definitely think you should do the helmet cam thing.
The helmet cam may be the way to get people out of the way.
How big are the cameras?
Well, I'll put a massive one on if it means that I get to walk down the street.
Do it, please.
It'd be funny, wouldn't it?
But film you wearing the cameras, not so much the other side of the cameras. That's what.
I tell you what I've got. I've got a dash cam that I used for a bit because I was getting some real dodgy stuff happening on the way home from work, but I took it out and never used it again. Maybe the dash cam, I could like rig it up to some sort of body cam like the cops do.
Yeah, it'll be like a Crime Stoppers, Ian and Kath. Let's do it. I've got a little victory that may also be a big victory. I don't know.
Go on.
We'll see where it goes. I've got facial hair. for one of the first times in my life, I'm actually starting to get facial hair around the parts where I didn't think I was ever going to get facial hair.
All right.
And looking in the mirror, it doesn't look much to look at. But for me, it's huge because all my life, all my mates, one after another, they're getting these big bushy beards, and that seems to be the thing at the minute where, you know, people are growing beards, they're styling beards. And everyone always goes, oh, well, you know, you'll get there eventually, you'll get there. I think it's still one of those things that for a guy in his mid-20s could struggle with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, for some reason, now I'm looking in the mirror and going, right, it's happening there. Eventually we'll have this. You can start to actually look a bit more like a a man.
Well,
in a way.
Hang on, paint me a face map. Where is this growing, and is it close to? I mean, or are you patchy?
It's actually my forehead. That's where. So I've always had kind of like the mustache.
Right.
I'm quite happy with that, but sadly that fell out of fashion about, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And
I think there was a slight revival about 2 years ago, but only in one part of London.
Well, I'll start the next revival. It's going to happen.
And it was the old-fashioned Tom Selleck, and they called it the Sturdy.
I think the Selleck needs to make a return, personally. But the bits that are missing, it's kind of like a collect them all in like cereal packets at the minute for my face. I've got like the sideburns, they keep coming in, and those are the bits that almost come in a bit too much.
Right.
You've got to really shave there. The middle bits between the chin and the jaw, those are the bits we're struggling with.
Right.
So at the minute, I've just seen little sprouts. And for me, that is hope.
What have you been doing? Have you been doing like a facial massage to promote growth?
Honestly, it's weird because I was at uni about five, six years ago. I remember a friend's dad, really good friend of mine, said, well, actually, no, he didn't say it to me, which still sits a little bit unlikely with me. He said to her, who then passed on to me, saying, tell him to keep shaving. It will happen. And I was like, oh no, someone's dad is pointing out that I haven't got a lot of facial hair. That's worse than a girlfriend's dad saying he's not got a lot of facial hair.
Yeah.
So that's someone who's not got
a horse in the race.
I know, and this guy's got some decent facial hair, and I thought, he has no right to say that to me, but at the same time, that means everything. So, yes, okay, maybe step up the shaving. But I'm a guy who only shaves maybe 3 times a month, I would say. At max.
A month?
Seriously.
Flipping it.
All right.
I'm just thinking there's a lot of men and some women would be grateful for that kind of lightness of touch.
There is that thing that I always do think about, because a lot of people I know say, you've got to shave it, and then when you do, and you maybe shave too much, you're not happy with it.
Yeah.
I am grateful for the times when I go, actually, clean shaven, that is probably an all right look for you. But I still feel as though when the whiskers set in and when it gets too long, there is an element of people may start to take the mick a little bit.
Oh, come on. How old are you? They don't take the mick out of your face now, do they?
25. And it does happen. You sometimes get that, what's that little bit of hair on you there?
Oh,
and it's...
Sorry, that's not the noise you want me to make, is it?
Yeah. 13-year-old me is very happy with that right now. But, yeah, it's... I honestly, like I said before, I think it's still something. And I don't know if there's other guys listening right now who have struggled to get facial hair. But honestly, I never thought I'd be jealous of something more than I'm jealous of facial hair.
What, you really want a big bushy beard?
I don't want a big bushy beard. I just want to know that I have the capability of doing it.
You want the right to be able to grow one?
Yeah. I want to wake up one morning and go, you know what? I'm going to leave this for 6 weeks. But if I leave mine for 6 weeks, I'll be leaving it for 6 years. And even then, we don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you do realise that one day you will have uncontrollable hair growth and you'll rue the day that you wished for more, because it'll be growing out your ears and all sorts.
Well, I can't wait. Bring it on. I've got my things that you chop bushes with. The shears ready. I'll be ready for that day. But yeah, I don't know if it's like a... I don't find it a demasculating thing. I just think that it's still a bit of a thing that since university, there has always been that kind of... And I hate to quote you on this, Kath, but there has been that, oh, you can't grow it. And I'm like, well, I can't. But I guess maybe I should have applied that thing of, well, in a few years' time, you're going to be complaining about itching, and I'll be there with my smooth as a baby's bottom face.
Exactly. So, I mean, you got just use your moisturiser, you'll be laughing. But it's a weird thing. When I was a kid, I would never have believed that young men would have been growing great big Tsar Nicholas beards, right? And you've got like 20-somethings, people that to me, you know, are barely out of teenage years with these great big, you know, Brian Blesseds. And they're magnificent. And suddenly it becomes kind of, not only is it becomes normal is that you think, well, that's quite attractive, actually. But when I was a kid, it was always old fellas that had big beards, like Mr. Twit. Yeah.
Honestly, I find it so strange that it has become a fashion thing. And that's probably what bothers me the most about it, and which is why I'm kind of thinking, yeah, but then I think about what I would actually do and how I would look. I've never seen myself with a beard, unless it's like on an app, like using a filter, and I relish those opportunities. I'm emailing Snapchat currently. I said, please bring back the beard so I can show it off.
I did it again.
You did it, yeah. 3 strikes, I'll put the phone down, it's fine. And then I'll just get a razor and shave it all off again.
Hey, but listen, it's coming through. And, you know, keep on keeping on, Christian.
It'll happen one day.
I mean, if anyone's listening and they've got any hints or tips. When I was a kid, you know, in comics, they used to suggest that, you know, you'd be able to find some sort of magic potion or lotion that you could rub in. And kids would often, in the comics, you know, grow beards and stuff.
Yeah, magical beard. I think the only lotion you get at the minute is the one that makes it all fall off. And I don't really want to use that on my face.
Hey, and I've noticed Veet, right, are now making Veet for men. I'm wondering why, whether it's any different. Or whether it's just, I don't know, less embarrassing for a man to buy it. Was it embarrassing in the first place?
On my face?
No, I'm just saying, the Veet, because now it's Veet for men, just to reassure men that it's okay to buy it. Men have been using it for years, haven't they?
I think definitely. I mean, I think it's a thing for chests and stuff, isn't it? Because... Not that I ever admit to watching the thing, but I know that the cast of Geordie Shore.
Oh God,
I know that they tend to. In fact, the first series of it, they were like promoting the use of Veet, saying, "Yeah, I do my chest before I go out." But this is like every night. It's like any little hair, similar to the ones that I've got on my chin currently, would be gone.
Those guys are not living a sustainable lifestyle. Full stop. Though I would not use them as role models.
No, I don't know what life they're living. Honestly, it's
incredible.
Weird, but...
That was the first time I saw, and I know you're from that kind of neck of the woods, but what is going on in Newcastle with the eyebrows, the men's eyebrows?
Are they going? Oh, no, I don't know.
They're disappearing. Some of them are better plucked than a really good drag queen's.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. This is the threading.
Yeah.
I'm really not all famous with all of me metrosexual things at the minute, apart from the top of me head, but... Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? People are. I mean, the next thing I know, that guys will be drawing them on.
Oh God,
which
I think
is fine.
I think that's happening. I think it's happening.
Oh, it's happening. This is how behind the curve I am.
No, but stay out of that curve. You don't want to go to that curve because it's a scary one. To me, it just reminds me of sort of Ming the Merciless or some sort of. That's the first thing you see, and it should be a face framer. It shouldn't be the thing drawing attention, and you know.
Maybe I should be drawing on a mustache and a beard.
Maybe harness the technology for good rather than evil. Maybe that's the secret.
I like the idea of a big Ming the Merciless hanging off me.
Well, when you do it, I want a picture.
There's a funny story. I used to work in a restaurant, and I'll go off of this, but a guy once walked in with a tash on his face, which we were convinced was similar to like Ming the Merciless. I mean, it came right down to his chin. It was almost like a fancy dress Mexican bandit thing. And we thought, oh, that's fantastic. And then he sat down just before he ordered his food. He takes off the fake mustache.
Wow.
Like it was a fake in the first place. He was sat there and he'd walk into this restaurant like completely casual, no other gimmicks on him, like not wearing a hat or anything. He just had this fake mustache on. And then
obviously in disguise. Was it a disguise?
Maybe it was one of those things pulled out a newspaper with two holes cut into it afterwards. That was probably the big giveaway. But yeah.
Spot the rubbish spy.
Yeah, maybe he had the same problem as me, 25 and unable to go.
Maybe he did. Well, stay tuned, Christian, because I'm sure there's a lot of hairy men out there who've got some tips for you for hair growth.
My friend's dad's probably going to phone in and just mock me again.
He probably is. I'll try to prevent myself from making that noise, though, Christian, because I know it's not helpful in this scenario.
Do it again, then I can hang up.
Aw. Go on.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Hello, Susan.
Good evening.
Good evening, and how are you?
Oh, is this the lovely Catherine?
It is. I'm on my own today.
Where's your partner in crime?
My partner in crime is not feeling too clever, so he stayed off, which is probably a good thing. Give himself a chance to recover.
Exactly. Well, it's lovely to hear. It's a lovely show.
Oh, thank you. It's about to get better, Susan, because your contributions are among my favourites at the moment.
Oh, thank you. There's not many people who give me that lovely welcome. Thank you, Catherine. Before I talk to you about something, I was just thinking about myself and other ladies who might be walking home in the dark.
Yes.
Because I actually work quite late and I walk up a quite a badly lit road. I don't drive, you see, so I have no choice, basically. I walk up quite a darkly lit residential road. And a couple of times I've sort of thought, that person's walking a bit too close behind me. And the thing, a good tip I'd like to pass on to any ladies out there is if you feel endangered, just very confidently take out your phone, pretend to tap in a message, a number. They won't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say quickly, "Hello, darling, how far away are you?"
Ah.
"Oh, good." Yeah, and then you say, "Oh, good, that's just 2 minutes away. I'm at such and such, you know, at the bridge of the hill or at such and such. Oh, great, see you soon then. Bye." Then you see whoever's there will be thrown off balance because I think, oh, she's got somebody arriving, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're assuming that they're all evil rapists, but actually sometimes people forget.
I think, I was just going to say, I think 99% of the time, it's absolutely fine. People are just getting home like us, like you. But there was once, I think, I was almost getting mugged because this bloke went ahead of me and I thought, well, it was too far. He wouldn't have had time to clear the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to look over the road and he was hanging around in the dark passageway opposite me. Yeah. So anyway, I did that with the phone, you know, and I thought, right, you know, I'll show you. And do you know what I mean, Kathy?
Yeah.
And I made a fake telephone call for my own protection and he sort of got wind of it and, and just sort of walked back away.
Wow. Do you know what? That's great thinking, because the times that weird things have happened to me, I've either frozen or kind of
I know.
Plowed on
I know.
Trying to convince you myself do. It's not happening.
You do, because it's very worrying, yeah. You know, when you're on your own and the road is badly lit. But it's just a tip. And also another tip is to, you can just walk confidently up a driveway of a house and pretend you live there.
Yeah. Do you know what? My mum used to always say to me to do that. Yeah. When I was a kid walking home from school, she said, if you ever feel that someone's behaving dodgy, she said, always stay on a road with windows near a house, or go and knock on a door.
Exactly. And then if you have to knock on the door and if the person comes to the house, I'm terribly, terribly sorry, but I think someone was following me. I do apologise for bothering you. And you know, but just make that contact. That's just a little bit of advice for anybody who's worried about walking home dark at night.
You've just made me think of something before we go on to the next thing, and I can't wait to hear it, is I've heard loads of really nice stories recently of women sticking up for other women, right? Where, you know, imagine you're stuck talking to some dodgepot or someone's behaving inappropriately and you're in public, women have gone up to other women and said, can you just pretend you know me for a second and engage me in conversation? And women have done that. Yeah. And that's another thing. Oh. I would be more than up for that. If someone was feeling like that, I'll be your best friend for 5 minutes if it means you'll go away.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't even think of doing anything else. Oh, that's good. Where did you hear about that?
I've heard a few, because it became a bit of a kind of, you know, kind of pass it on. Yeah. This is a thing you can do. Yeah. This is another little trick we can do to help each other out.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, that'll help anybody out. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, that's a good idea. Did you read about that?
Yeah, I did. I think I read about it on Twitter. Okay. There were a couple of instances where women had gone, I noticed she was in trouble, so I went over and said, hey, I've been waiting for you for ages. Where have you been?
Oh, that's very good, Catherine.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can all help each other, can't we, if we need to?
For sure. Go on. What were you going to say, Susan, before I rudely interrupted?
Well, no, you weren't rude at all. I was just going to say that I've managed to keep myself away from that man.
Good.
Yes, I know. But today, see, Sunday I do my tulip. It was, by the way, it's lovely to have heard all the calls tonight. It was really enjoyable. It's really lovely listening to all the little calls that came in, you know, from ladies and gentlemen. It was lovely.
Yeah, they've been good tonight. I've been really appreciative of it, because the worst thing for me is if I'm looking at a switchboard that's completely empty and I'm twiddling my thumbs.
No,
God, nightmare.
I think you have a very lovely way with you. Have you done counselling or anything?
No, I haven't. I haven't. No.
Wait. You'd be very good. You'd be very good at it.
Thanks, Susan. I appreciate that.
Ooh.
So go on, tell me about this fella and his powerful sexual attraction.
Oh, I know. It's awful. Sunday I got in and quite late, and because I do three little tiny jobs and they all mount up, it's like 6 hours, and then I have to get the bus and come home. Normally it's after 10 when I come home anyway. And I came in along the corridor, and he whips the door open, and I swear he's not emotionally stable, Catherine. I swear to you.
Why? What did he say?
Well, I've known him for a long time on and off, and he switches, you know. Well, he said, where have you been? I've been looking for you all day. I said, what do you mean you've been looking for me all day? Well, I didn't tell him I was at work. Why should I tell him things? He doesn't tell me anything. If he does, it's a lie. I don't want him to know where I've been. Do you know what I mean?
None of his business, Susan.
No, it's not. We're not together. If it's your partner, of course I'd tell. You know.
Well, even then, I mean, he's not your keeper.
Well, no, he's not. But he was like almost in a panic. He said, I've been looking for you and waiting for you all day. Where have you been? And I said, I don't like telling lies, but I said, my auntie's not very well. I have got an auntie who's not very well, but she's not in the area.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that, does he?
Well, exactly. He doesn't have to, does he?
No.
So he was sort of almost in a panic. I thought, Jesus, this is weird. So anyway, I said, look, I said, I don't like how you talk to me and I don't like how you treat me. And then he starts telling lies and that, and I just walked away. I said, look, it's almost every time we meet, we can't have a civilised conversation even. You know, we have an argument. I said, we're going into an argument now. I just can't do this. And I walked away. He said, oh, that's it. Walk away.
Get in there, Susan. Or rather, don't.
I did. So we'll get out of the way of him.
Exactly.
And I came down to my flat, and I thought, you know what, he just makes me so stressed, Catherine. So anyway, I opened the door of my flat to come in, and I found this letter. He'd written a letter.
Oh, Susan, I need to take a break. Can we get you to straddle the break for me?
Yes, of course.
With your mystery
darling.
Letter. No, don't apologise. I'm hooked. 03444991000. We'll hear the rest of Susan's letter after this.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. Speech Radio with a difference. Talk Radio.
We left you on a cliffhanger, dear listener. Susan, having avoided the bounder that has been such a sexual attraction for her that she's been unable to resist him, for even though she knows he's totally wrong for her, she managed to walk away from him today. Susan, I hear you told me only half of that story. Because when you're having this conversation, what was he wearing?
What was he wearing when he had this conversation with me?
Yeah, today.
What was he wearing? He always looks rather nice, and he was wearing a sweatshirt and some pants and some trousers. Always looks very nice.
Sam told me he had nothing on.
Who told you that?
Sam answered the phone. Oh, he's guessing. Sam's making up his own flipping stories.
No.
Outrageous.
No, I've seen him naked, haven't I?
Of course you have. Of course you have.
He's got a very, very nice body. I will say that.
Hairy chest?
Yeah. And normally I don't like them.
Ugh.
But shall I tell you, he's dusky. He's not English.
Oh, what is he?
He's beautiful.
Is he Italian?
No.
Go on.
Shall I tell you?
Go on.
He's very beautiful. You can guess, he's got very velvety dark eyes and raven hair.
Oh.
And beautiful, beautiful dusky skin. Beautiful.
Okay, well, you painted quite a picture. What, Egyptian?
No. Mm. Asian.
Oh, there's some eyes on Asian men that would befitting
and the ladies.
I know.
The ladies are beautiful. The eyes, isn't it? It's the eyes.
Gorgeous.
And this raven hair. Oh, my God.
Susan, beware. Don't go there.
No, I won't. I promise. And today I saw him. And he said, come here. And he said, are you all right? I said, yeah, I'm okay. And he said, come here. And he took me into the hallway of the flat, shut the door, and embraced me and started to kiss me. And I said, no, I can't. He said, why? I said, I just can't. I can't. And I went to the door. He said, stop playing games. And I said,
says
I'm not
him,
playing games.
Mr. Having it off with 10 other people at
exactly.
least.
Exactly.
He's playing
exactly.
games. He's been twister.
Exactly. He is. He twists everything, Catherine.
So,
he twists everything. He does. So
outrageous.
I
said, so you got back to your flat. You fled back to your flat. You slammed the door shut.
No, I just shut it quietly.
Oh, okay.
I shut it quietly. But this letter on Sunday, it says, hello, darling. Hope that you're okay. Can't stop thinking about us fighting because we had this argument last Sunday, not the Sunday just gone.
All right.
Seems so wrong. I wish you could listen to me. I'm not a complete liar. Yeah, right. He is. Just wanted to say sorry, my darling. It's all a load of rubbish, Catherine.
Sweet talk, Susan. That's what
exactly.
it is. You know what he's after.
Oh, gotcha. Well, of course he wanted that today, didn't he? That's all it was. It's all it is, and it's cheap. It's cheap and it's nasty, and I'm not going to do it. I must not do it anymore.
No.
But I was very proud of myself, Catherine.
So
I
you should
said
be.
No today.
You're worth more than that, Susan.
Exactly. Everybody's worth more than that. Nobody should be treated like that, Catherine, should they? Nobody. No woman should be treated like that. We all have to have our self-worth.
Absolutely.
And he's got somebody in there now because, as I came in tonight, his bedroom light's on and he's got somebody in. And it's not as regular because she's not in the country.
No, might be that old lady.
No, it's not because she's not in.
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter anyway. Who cares who's got in
matter.
There?
No,
some other poor
matter.
Sap who'll learn sooner or later.
But do you know what? I've got this... Because it's so bad, I've got, I don't know whether you can understand this, but I've got a morbid fascination for him.
Yeah.
Because I've always been quite interested in psychology. I was a nurse for many years. I didn't do psychology at university or anything, but I've always been fascinated by the human mind and people, you know, the mindset of people. And I'm just fascinated by how he functions, you know, what makes him tick. I'm fascinated by his badness.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. But don't dance too close to that flame because you'll get burnt and you know it.
No, I know.
And you can't save him and you can't change him.
No, no, I can't. And I told him that. I said, you'll never change a leopard, never change his spots. I said, you'll get worse and you'll be like this. I think because he's had three babies with three different ladies in his life and they're all relationships dissolved. They all dissolved. Mm-hmm. They all dissolved. I think he's incapable of taking care of anybody. He's not interested. He's selfish, Catherine.
He sounds like a big kid, is what he sounds like.
I think he is, you know. I can see a child in him sometimes. He had a bad relationship with his mother. Mm. And I think he's got an issue with women and it goes back to his childhood. I think something very, you know, something. But...
Which is sad for him, but you should not be a victim of it.
Sad for him, no. Are you proud of me not going with him today? Are you proud of me?
I can't tell you how proud I am. And I wouldn't think badly of you if you had buckled, because this man sounds like he's a powerful sexual entity.
Ooh,
but.
Very.
But I, when that afterglow has subsided and you're feeling crap about yourself.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's horrible. I've in the past, I've cried. I've come back here and I've cried because I've known it was wrong. I've cried. I've been upset. Wow. I've just been anxious, you know, a sort of anxiety attacks. It's awful, Catherine. No. But I want to keep this up and I want to keep strong. Glad Ian's having a night off tonight because he finds my voice a bit irritating. He finds it a bit nasally and I do apologise about that because it's my sinuses.
He finds you hilarious, Susan, so ignore him. He's always pulling people's legs.
Well, you know, he's very funny. He makes me laugh, but my voice is rather nasal. I won't go to the hospital because when they deal with your sinuses, they put instruments up and they start cutting the bone and everything, and then all the pus comes out and all the muck.
Oh, God, no, we don't want that.
I know. I can't. I can't let them do it. I can't. I can't. I'll just have to put up with it.
Oh, Susan, you do tickle me.
How are you? Are you all right, darling?
I'm all right. I'm all the better for speaking to you, Susan. You've brightened up my evening.
How old are your children?
They are 7 and 10.
Oh, that's a sweet age. Yeah. A little girl and boy?
Both girls. I've got two girls and they're like chalk and cheese, but they're brilliant.
Really?
Yeah. One's very tall and leggy and quiet, or at least she seems it, and kind of dignified. And the other one is just a nut job.
Do they look alike?
No, they don't. No, not at all.
Really?
One looks like me and one looks like their dad. And the dad is quite dark. He's got brown eyes, brown hair. Whereas I'm kind of pasty Irishy looking.
Oh, beautiful. Have you got blonde? Are you blonde?
No, dark hair.
Oh, pretty Irish Colleen, we used to call them.
That's exactly what I am.
Dark haired and blue eyes.
Yes, and freckles.
Oh, very pretty girl.
Thanks, Susan. Don't turn the charm on me now. You've not got that Lothario to think about.
No, I just speak my mind, that's all.
I'm glad you do.
I'm not turning charm on, darling. But I'll stay strong and I'll let you know what happens if you don't mind.
Please.
I'd like to talk to you.
No, it gives
You're my little light at the end of the tunnel. You're my little beacon of hope with this.
Susan, thanks very much. Nice to speak to you. You keep us updated because we are all gripped. 03444991000. Let's hope that Susan stays ungripped. If you want to give me a shout, I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. We've got an hour to go. Where's the time gone?
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.